In case you haven't heard, there's another teenager in the National Basketball Association this season. He's just out of high school. He says he's eager to learn to play the game better. Oh, and he had more than $100 million in endorsement contracts before he ever stepped on the court in the NBA uniform. The LeBron James era has officially begun. Joining me now is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
This had to be among the most hyped rollouts of a new star in the history of professional sports. LeBron James' debut as a Cleveland Cavalier was on Wednesday night. How'd he actually do?
He did great. He scored 25 points, which was the best debut ever by a player who skipped college to go straight to the NBA. In fact, he scored more points than Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, Tracy McGrady, and three other recent kids did in their debuts combined. And that was on the road against a very good Sacramento Kings team. He followed it up with 21 more points and 12 rebounds last night in Phoenix. The only problem, Cleveland lost both games, and if they keep losing, the interest in LeBron could wane a little bit.
What seems remarkable, though, is that this is a kid who's been guaranteed so much money so early in his life, and he performed so well despite all the scrutiny that he's faced in the last year.
I think it's part of just the evolution of the culture and of sports. His games were on ESPN when he was in high school. There have been cover stories about him for years. The money is staggering. Everything is so bloated and so excessive that it's easy to complain about the exploitation of the media and the culture and leagues like the NBA, but it's all become so routine now that if you complain about it, or if you even raise the issue with someone like LeBron James, you appear naive. LeBron is what sports wants these days. He's this all-in-one package. Get him early. Give him shoes that are modeled after his Hummer, which he had bought when he was in, or acquired when he was in high school. And it all comes together once he finally steps on the court. It's a big change from a couple decades ago when Michael Jordan came into the league virtually unheralded.
So what's LeBron James, what's his impact on the NBA?
Well, immediately on television, it was enormous. The game on ESPN the other night drew a bigger audience than all 69 of the games ESPN broadcast last year from the NBA, except for one. ESPN and Turner on cable and ABC on broadcast television plan to show 13 Cleveland Cavaliers games this year. But the secret to everyone's success is going to be LeBron's performance on the court, which looks to be pretty solid, and off the court, maintaining a good image.
Now, the NBA must also be hoping that LeBron provides a distraction from another player who's presenting a real challenge to the league in terms of media and marketing image. That player, of course, is Kobe Bryant of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Right. Bryant, of course, is facing trial for an alleged rape in Colorado. And I think the Bryant case points out the natural risks that companies and fans and leagues take in aligning with young star athletes. It's a perilous bargain. We really don't know and can't really know with certainty how they're going to react or change once they become stars. I'm not sure how much this matters to the league's overall success, because if pro sports leagues were judged on players who do bad things or accused of doing bad things, well, there wouldn't be very much to watch on weekends.
Now, beyond Cleveland and Los Angeles, lots of other things going on in the league.
Yep, David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA, is in Japan right now. Two regular season games are being played this week over there. He announced that the league is going to open a new office in Shanghai, China, following up on the success of Yao Ming, the big center for the Houston Rockets, who came to the NBA last year. There are 11 coaches in new cities in the NBA this year. Most prominent among them, Larry Brown, who had coached Allen Iverson for so long in Philadelphia. He's in Detroit now, and a lot of player movement as well. Karl Malone and Gary Payton, longtime stars, playing for the Lakers in hopes of winning an NBA championship. Alonzo Mourning is on the New Jersey Nets, and Antoine Walker, a big star with the Boston Celtics, has moved to Dallas. They're going to need five or six basketballs to keep all of their shooters and scorers happy in Dallas.
Good talking to you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us most Fridays.